This is the Roots Rock Radio Show, number 142, rrradio.com. Hey everyone, welcome to the Roots Rock Radio Show number 142. My name is Richard Taylor and I'll be your host for the next hour or so. So the summer of 2010 is slipping by. I hope that you are enjoying yourselves, I certainly am, staying cool in the shade or in the miracle of modern living, air conditioning. Speaking of air conditioning, on one of the hottest days recently, our air conditioning system went up around 5 o'clock on a Saturday evening. As the thermometer rose from 70 to 78, I finally called the AC company, who luckily had an emergency number. Well, a few hundred dollars later and a visit from the repairman, we were cooling down once again. Thank goodness for emergency AC technicians. So DC had an earthquake. Well, actually, it was in Rockville, Maryland. They called it the D.C. earthquake. I was awake at around 5 o'clock, and the house started shaking. The earthquake rippled from one corner of the house to the other, just like a wave in the ocean. It was my first earthquake. There was a picture in a local paper, and it showed three lawn chairs with one turned on its side. It was really a joke of an earthquake compared to California. The east coast of the U.S. rarely has one. A geologist once told me, you can tell the east coast doesn't have earthquakes because of the mountains here. On the east coast, they are more settled. On the west coast, they're more jagged. So I'm going to put up the first five episodes of the Roots Rock Radio Show. I'm going to put them online for those who missed them. I'm only allowed so many files per month on the server space at the current rate that I pay for the Roots Rock Radio Show, which is the minimum plan. At this time, with few donations coming in, I end up paying the majority of the cost of producing the show. Basically, monthly server costs and the Roots Rock Radio P.O. Box fee comes in twice a year. It's actually coming due in August. This server space is dedicated only for the Roots Rock Radio Show downloads, the MP3s that you download in iTunes. So anyway, I'll be uploading these early shows a few at a time. If you are interested in hearing these early episodes, shoot me an email and I'll put you on the email notification list of when and where these early shows become available. That email address, richard@rrradio.com. If there's enough interest in these first five shows, I will put up the next five shows after these. Some dates in rock and roll history. In 1966, the Beatles started a five-week run at number one on the U.S. album charts with Yesterday and Today. It was their eighth number one album. In 66, the Troggs started a two-week run at number one on the U.S. singles charts with Wild Thing, a rock and roll classic. In 69, the Beatles continued working on their forthcoming album, Abbey Road. Paul McCartney told the tape operator to discard Her Majesty, but he tacked it on to the end of the tape about 20 seconds after the end of the end. Hearing it like this, Paul decides to keep it, including the lengthy silence preceding it. So first up, the Worrymen. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Take your brown eyes and wait a while. Oh, kicked out the truck in another mile. See what I give for taking sides. Against a girl who picks small fights, yeah. Well, hiding hearts in graveyard shifts, oh. a shout and not a sound. We reached the mile I talked about. Really tell them kicks you out.
Believe it. You gotta get into the new sound.
you're gonna give it to me.
Saturday night, dressed to kill. Feel the music through the room. Mom and pop, don't let your daughters go. Saturday night, shoot out the lights. Hell yeah, hell yeah. Whoa, whoa, baby, are you coming now? Let's go.
Hi, this is David Garcia from Satanic Punk International Conspiracy, and I hope you enjoy this new song.
Show is over, yeah. We cannot get my kicks in this town. We cannot.
we just heard Satanic Punk International Conspiracy. We heard their tune, Hitsville, Texas. You can find them on myspace.com. They're from Marfa, Texas. Before that, we heard Native June. We heard their tune, Saturday Night. On the web, myspace.com, Native June. Before that, we heard from the Migs. We heard their tune, Let the Games Begin. On the web, migsmusic.com, M-I-G-G-S. And opening the set, we heard from the Worrymen. We heard their tune, Walk Down. On the web, myspace.com, Worrymen Music. So almost every day for the last 10 years, as I leave and return to the Roots Rock Radio headquarters, I see my neighbors across the driveway. We either talk, catching up on recent neighborhood events, or just wave to each other. When I first moved in here, I had taken a tree down and chopped it into sections. My plan was to split the sections into firewood. Well, as it turned out, I wasn't able to do that. But what did happen was my two neighbors, Robert, who passed away a few years ago, one New Year's Eve, and my other neighbor, Sewell, split the entire tree for me. I never asked them to do it. I came home one day and they were chatting and splitting. And they continued at their retiremently pace until the entire tree was split. Well, this last week, Sewell joined Robert. He passed away. It was quite a shock. I had waved to him a few days earlier, as we normally did. And then I heard the news that he had a heart attack and died. He and his wife, Nancy, of 50 plus years, had received my new iPhone 4 delivery a few weeks ago. And I joked with them that I hoped that I passed away before a leaf season began and not right after one. Well, I guess Sewell took me seriously because that is what he did. He was a great friend and neighbor, and he will be missed daily as I leave and return to my house. Rest in peace, Sewell. Thanks for being my friend and neighbor. It was a real honor knowing you. Some dates in rock and roll history. In 1970, the Rolling Stones' UK contract with Decca Records expired. In 1960, Johnny Kidd and the Pirates were at the number one on the UK singles chart with Shaken All Over, a song made famous by The Who on their Live at Leeds album. Johnny Kidd, who wrote that song, died in a car crash in 1966. In 1972, Aerosmith signed to CBS Records for $125,000 after record company boss Clive Davis saw them play at Max's Kansas City Club in New York. That's the same club that I used to go see the New York Dolls when I was in New York City. I know CBGB's closed down, but I'm not sure if Max's Kansas City is still there in New York or not. In 1958, fans of rock and roll music were warned that turning up music on the car radio could cost more money. Researchers from the Esso Gas Company, now Exxon, said the rhythm of rock and roll could cause the driver to be heavy-footed on the pedal, making them waste fuel. Well, one of the few tickets that I got, I remember this specifically, I was driving from Westminster, Maryland to Baltimore early one morning, and on the radio came Trash by the New York Dolls. I did indeed increase my speed. Little did I know that a state police trooper was behind me. He pulled me over. I think I got off with a warning. I don't know. It's been too long ago. Next up, Rockabilly from the Heartland with the Rumble Jets. You're listening to the Roots Rock Radio Show, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. rrradio.com.
Come here, the woman at the think I know a little bit about you. I don't know who to trust. I'm losing touch, thinking maybe I can trust in you. Well, I know that you got everything together. No hang up, whatever the weather. Now maybe you could slide on down. Start to let you in my heart, but really I'm a stranger here myself. But I know that you got everything together. No hang up, whatever the weather. Maybe you can slide on down. Now I know you wanted a prince, you wanted. Have to be so.
Some say doomed right from the start. 40 years later and she laughs all day. Didn't bother much now anyway. Say hey ho, what are you gonna do? We're all getting old, yeah, me and you. Say hey, we're all gonna die. Don't hang around wondering when or why. I knew a girl with a taste for life, jumping out of planes, juggling knives. A doctor pulled her raisin right out of her ear. Her heart stopped beating, but now she could hear. They pounded on her chest and they jumped around. When she came to, Doc said, slow down. They were coming in clear, but she ran away. Went climbing up a mountain later that day.
Hey ho, what are you gonna do? We're all getting old, yeah, me and you. Say hey, we're all gonna die. Don't hang around wondering when or why. Like a young pup sniffing in the air, go chase a dream. Bruce and his dog went heading out west, driving all night, didn't need to rest. Straight to the ocean and walk along the beach with wind in his hair and sand on his feet.
Said, hey ho, what are you gonna do? We're all getting old, yeah, me and you. Say, hey, we're all gonna die. Don't hang around wondering when or why. Say,
we just heard Dirt Farm. We heard their tune, We're All Gonna Die. Very true. On the web, dirtfarm.org. One of my all-time favorite obituaries was, everybody has to die, but I always believed an exception would be made in my case. Now what? From William Savoyan. A statement to the Associated Press 5 days before his death. Before that, we heard Personal and the Pizzas. We hear their tune, Pepperoni Eyes. On the web, myspace.com, Personal and the Pizzas, borrowing a bit from the Stooges and the Ramones. And before that, we heard Citizen Band. We heard their tune, Slide. On the web, thecitizenband.net. And opening the set, we heard from Roots Rock Radio regulars, the Rumble Jets. We heard their tune, Merry Go Round. Rockabilly from the Heartland, on the web, rumblejets.com. Some dates in rock and roll history. In 1956, Gene Vincent made his first appearance on national TV in the U.S. on the Perry Como Show. Of course, his big hit, Bebopalula, was in the top 10, but that was actually the B-side of a single. The song had been purchased from a fellow hospital patient when Vincent was recovering from leg injuries. A demo of the song made its way to Capitol Records as part of an Elvis sound-alike contest, and Gene Vincent ended up re-recording it. See if you remember this one, 1979, I Don't Like Mondays. The Boomtown Rats, Bob Geldof wrote the song after reading a report on the shooting spree of a 16-year-old girl who fired at children playing in a school playground across the street from her home in San Diego, California. Her explanation of her actions? I don't like Mondays. This livens up the day. Next up, Jensen Keats. You're listening to Roots Rock Radio, your home for the best indie roots rock and real rock and roll from around the globe. RRradio.com.
Hi, this is Jensen Keats, and I hope you enjoy this new song.
Yeah, you're walking solo still. Won't allow suffocation of any possible thrill. So you hunt for a bigger prize. Years stolen underneath, and you realize blind ambition is moving you fast. Do you really like love? Selfish fools, and I'm guilty too. Blind ambition is moving you fast. Do you really like love being last? You're gonna settle down sometime. Don't wanna be alone when we die. Settle
This is Kelly Harper, and I hope that you enjoy my new track.
It all started like a dream that wouldn't fade. We were two of a kind, a different grade. And our bond was so unbreakable. And then it came crashing down, Thanksgiving Day. And
can turn on, will turn on. Why never knew that I would lose sight of my plan to stay alone. I thought the way that she was ranting was enchanting my lash. I don't remember why I went and lost my temper. She was crushed. When she was falling, I was stalling with one foot.
We just heard from Million Dollar Mouth. We hear their tune, Lush, on the web, milliondollarmouth.com. Before that, we heard from Crazy Mary. We heard her tune, Orgasmic Annie, on the web, crazymary.com. Also on myspace.com, Crazy Mary NYC. Before that, we heard from Kelly Harper. We heard her tune, Powerless, on the web, myspace.com, Kelly M. Harper. Also on the web at her website, kellyharperrock.com. And opening the set, we heard Jensen Keats. We heard her tune, Settle Down. On the web, myspace.com, Jensen Keats. Quite a few of these artists on this show came to us via Aerial Publicity, and we want to thank them. On the web, aerialpublicity.com. They provide a great service to independent bands, promoting their music to radio shows such as the Roots Rock Radio Show. So I don't know about the rest of the country, but the East Coast has had quite a few days in the upper 90s this year. Something like 25 or 30 so far. This weekend's not too bad. It's cooled down quite a bit. It's overcast. So August is upon us. Pretty soon schools will be back in session. I've always liked the fall for the cooler weather, but of course, I'm not looking forward to the leaf season. Every year I try to devise the perfect formula for leaves around here, but so far I haven't perfected that formula. If you have a local Roots Rock band that would like to be on a Roots Rock radio show, have them contact me, richard@rrradio.com. Or they can just go to the site rrradio.com. There's a contact page there. Also on the main page, there's a direct link for an iPhone download of the show, or if you have an iPad, there's also an iPad link which will load the entire current show page. So until the next show, stay cool, enjoy your summer beverage, stay in the shade or air conditioning. This is Richard Taylor, signing off.